We had a massive influx of caravans, camper vans and tents to the area, and unfortunately, because West Donegal, the same as other areas of Donegal, have been neglected by government, and so we don't have that infrastructure that is needed to cater for this type of tourism. Granted, they are camper sites, but there's been a massive influx. And what I've been seeing myself personally, and I've been inundated with phone calls, is that there are a small minority of camper van owners who are leaving the rubbish behind them, and even to the point where they're leaving their own personal toilet waste dumped behind them. We had a case there at Triobridge, Carrickfinn, where was a number of camper vans, and as they left on Monday, it was clear to be seen what they left behind. We have a situation in beautiful Maharoti where there are people camping on the beach, dogs are running around, some of them without being on leads. We have sheep, we have people's livelihoods depending on the sheep in that area, and there's a huge mass concern. And this is happening all over Bunnahui, over in Carrick and Gador, right around the whole coast, and there has to be something done about it. I was in contact with the council where I asked that we need to put people in place to patrol waste litter wardens that do walk about, who are visibly seen, dog wardens who are visibly seen. We had unbelievable amount of waste been dumped on the roadside. I don't want to sound like that it's all holidaymakers. Certainly not, because locals as well, we need to take responsibility in. But it's not acceptable that anybody, irrelevant if you're local or if you're from Cork or Kerry or Dublin or Wexford, to come along to beautiful West Donegal and dump your excrement and expect other people to pick it up for you.